Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail I am in, James Warren, W-A-R-R-E-N. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Warren as described in the reports listed above. Pity's now a 52-year-old male who recalled he was injured at work in a motor vehicle accident on 12-9-05. But as a result, he injured his neck and lower back. Pretty did undergo fusion. I'm sorry, he did undergo surgery on both in 2013 and 2018. Period. Since last seen here, he had injections in both the neck and the back with no improvement. Pretty completed his course of active treatment in September 2022. Period. New paragraph. As per the records supplied, he applied for a review of his award from 6/25/20, period. That will be inserted. He supplied answers to interrogatories on 9/12/20, period. He related requesting additional treatment and responded to arrange for him to see Dr. Mager, M-E-A-G-H-E-R, 9/28/20, period. At the time of his last settlement, he was working for Daddy's Transportation. Period. He worked there for remuneration since the last award, through approximately June of 2019. Period. He then started his own business called the Vision Enterprise. Period. He worked there for remuneration through the present time. Period. However, as of March 10, 2020, his business shut down because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Period. An offer for Med and Temp was issued on 10/1/21. Period. New paragraph. Mr. Warren was seen by Dr. Mager on 5/24/21 after being seen initially on 9/28/20, period. He wrote, Mr. Warren reported the pattern of his symptoms and the quality of his pain was the same as it was during the initial evaluation. Period, however, it is more intense compared to that visit. Period, he states his pain has been essentially unchanged since the work injury. Period, he claimed the cervical spine surgery alleviated his headaches for about 1 month, but that his neck and arm pain remained the same. Period, his back pain and posterior thigh pain was not significantly improved by his lumbar surgery. Period, he had previously been considered a maximum medical improvement by Dr. Testaudi. Period, Dr. Mager also opined to that conclusion. Period, he did express the susceptibility for development of adjacent segment disease, and that warranted further investigation. Period. He observed, although Mr. Warren exhibited less symptom embellishment than he did during the initial exam, he continued to display a non-physiologic pattern of sensory loss in his left arm. His demeanor during the examination was also inconsistent with the severity of his pain as he described it. Period. In paragraph on 10/21/21, he had a CAT scan of the cervical spine that showed post-surgical fusion at C5-7. Period. There was moderate foraminal narrowing at C4-5 bilaterally. Period, he had a CAT scan of the lumbar spine the same day that showed no high-grade canal or foraminal narrowing. Period, there were normal post-operative changes. Period. On 5/17/22, Dr. Patel performed a paravertebral facet injection into the cervical spine. Period. New paragraph. The petitioner returned to Dr. Testaudi on 7/18/20 to discuss options. Period. He rendered diagnoses of cervicalgia, cervical radiculopathy, cervical spondylosis, lumbar radiculopathy, as well as intervertebral disc degeneration of the lumbar spine. period. Mr. Warren had presented back to the office in July 2021, complaining of progressively worsening symptoms in a similar distribution as compared to his preoperative state. He reminded the petitioner that he had adjacent segment herniations at C4-5 and C3-4 with severe bilateral neuroforaminal stenosis. Updated CAT scans of the cervical and lumbar spine were also performed. The study done of the cervical spine in 10-21-21 demonstrated mature fusion at C5-6 and C6-7 with adjacent segment disease and moderate bilateral neuroforaminal stenosis on the left greater than right at C3-4 and C4-5. He explained Mr. Warren would not be a candidate for total disc arthroplasty and would require a cervical stabilizing procedure. He was unsure if he wished to go forward in that fashion. He returned to Dr. Testiuti on 8/23/22. He reiterated that based upon his response to injections, he would not be a candidate for a total disc arthroplasty and would require a cervical stabilizing procedure. Mitch Warren expressed he did not wish to move forward with another surgery at that time. The 10/21/21 CAT scan of the lumbar spine showed mature fusion without residual stenosis and some adjacent segment spondylosis at L3-4. Pretty was most likely suffering adjacent segment disease as well. Pretty had no relief with facet injections to L4-5. They discussed that the total disc replacement may have caused straining of the L3-4 facet joints and recommended lumbar facet injections to the bilateral L3-4 facet joints. However, he did not have any relief with this injection either. He did not wish to move forward with another lumbar spine procedure either. He also offered the possibility of an epidural stimulator trial with possible permanent implantation in the future if he finds relief with the device. He was given literature about it to review and discuss with Dr. Patel, his pain specialist. Physical exam. Extremities upper, normal, extremities lower. The skin was very dry on his knees, but was otherwise normal in color, turgor, and temperature. His point cervical inspection revealed a healed anterior transverse scar on the left with preserved lodotic curve. Active flexion was 35 degrees, comma extension 40 degrees, comma bilateral rotation 30 degrees, comma side bending right 5 degrees with tenderness and left to 15 degrees without tenderness. The rest of that is normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. He changed positions extremely slowly, but was able to squat to 65 degrees and rise. Period inspection revealed a pair of paramedian longitudinal scars consistent with his surgery. He sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed to 40 degrees, complaining of tenderness. Extension was to 15 degrees and he had full bilateral rotation and side bending without discomfort. Pretty was tender in the midline with lumbosacral junction as well as the left lower parietal musculature in the absence of spasm. There was none on the right. Supine straight leg raise maneuver on the right at 75 degrees and left at 70 degrees. Each elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. There were positive reverse flip signs bilaterally consistent with symptom magnification. Impressions. James Warren was involved in a work-related motor vehicle collision on 12-9-05. Pretty has had a protracted course of treatment described in my prior reports, so will not be repeated here. Since his last evaluation here, Mr. Warren received an order approving scratch that. He applied for a modification of his prior award. In that respect, he saw Dr. Mager and then Dr. Testiuti. The petitioner decided not to pursue surgery on either his cervical or lumbar spines. paragraph of the current exam, found he had decreased range of motion in both the cervical and lumbar spines. There were signs of symptom magnification with straight leg raise maneuvers, period. There was no weakness, atrophy, or sensory deficits in the upper or lower extremities, period. Spiral's maneuver was negative, and neural tension signs in the lumbar spine were also negative, period. In the paragraph, my opinions relative to permanency are the same and will be inserted here as marked.